Sorry about that. Some sort of snafu at the Starbucks window. She's sitting there pounding away on her screen trying to... She had my coffee in her hand just out of my reach. And she kept pounding on her screen. I'm like, well, just give me the damn thing. Because she had already scanned my phone. And then finally, after tapping on the screen, pounding on the screen, and dangling my coffee just out of my reach, she comes back out. She says, I need to scan your phone again. I'm like, oh, okay. So it didn't take. I see. But anyhow, yeah, so I fascinated with, you know, what got me was, like, when I first got into the hobby, about this, about where you are in the hobby right now, for me was, like, the early 90s. And those guys were alive, man. I mean, a lot of those guys that invented everything, the guys that literally went from nothing to, you know, to something, you know, they were still living. It was crazy, you know, and it was like to think that, you know, here I am doing all this cool stuff with radio, and it's gotten even bigger, you know, and even more exciting, you know, with SDR and everything, the stuff you can do on radios now. It's like you have no idea how good it is, man, compared to. I mean, it was great when we got in, really. I mean, the radios were fantastic. But now it's like, oh, my God, what you can buy for a grand. Jeez, oh, Christ. And but those guys, the guys that invented the first ones and stuff like that were still kicking, you know, in the 80s and 90s. Wow. You know, that's just crazy to think.